Richard Kayenka from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Richard Charles Lotax Kayenka, born May 11th, 1976, is an internet personality and owner and operator of the humor website Something Awful. Section 1, Origin of Lotax, Pseudonym. The nickname Lotax is a reference to Tennessee politician Byron Lotax Looper, who achieved national notoriety about the same time Something Awful was being launched. In Kayenka's own words, "Way back during my college days at Vanderbilt University, I almost ended up getting a summer job with the Putnam County Tax Assessor because I was broke and needed to pay for college tuition. He was a very insane little man who legally changed his middle name to Lotax." Section 2. Something Awful. Kayenka started Something Awful after he was forced to resign from his job at Planet Quake for writing a derogatory website update about a fellow employee. He moved the Cranky Steve personality to his own site, which he called Something Awful, in 1999. Originally, the site was limited mostly to personal content, in which Kayenka personally reviewed video games, movies, comics, which he felt were something awful. However, in recent years, the site has grown greatly, and now features numerous writers and columnists, putting Kayenka's own writings in the minority. Kayenka is the creator of the characters Jeff Kay and Cliff Yablonsky that are featured on the Something Awful site. Section 3, Other Endeavors. In addition to administrating Something Awful, he, Lotax, also owns the movie publishing company Awful Video, which has released first and second DVDs of the computer and video game theme show Mega 64. In addition to that, he owns and operates City Name Sports Team, a clothing line that mocks sports fanaticism and team loyalty, and has released a CD of original music under his ARC moniker, which he derived from his email address at university. He later added Moofwear to this list, a second clothing line featuring drawings by SA front page writer and forums member Tom Moof Davies. In November 2005, Lotax released a DVD of Doomhouse, a horror movie parody he and fellow essay writer and internet personality Kevin Fragmaster Bowen created in 2003. In mid-2005, Kayenka's musical project ARC released its first CD, Drain. The name of the project has been changed to Central ARC for future releases. In October 2005, Kayenka appeared at a seminar hosted by the Association for Commuting Machinery at the University of Illinois and showed a presentation on maintaining an online community. In 2006, he spoke in the Master's T-Series at Yale University. As a writer with an audience of video game enthusiasts, Kayenka has made some mark in video game culture. One of the most obvious references to him is in the game Icewind Dale 2, where a tombstone bears the inscription, "Richard Kayenka, writer of humorous stories." A character named Lotax appeared in the comic Smallville number 11, based on the show of the same name. The character was named Lotax by a member of the Something Awful forums as an homage to Kayenka. On June 20th, 2006, Kayenka announced that he had accepted Yui Bull's challenge to a boxing match, which Bull had issued to all his online critics. This boxing match took place on September 23rd of the same year in Vancouver, resulting in Lotax's defeat. Kayenka subsequently claimed Bull had given assurances that neither were expected to actively complete, as it was a publicity stunt. In 2007, Kayenka joined former Mystery Science Theater 3000 host Michael J. Nelson in an audio commentary mocking the film Troll 2 for Nelson's Riff Tracks website. Section 4, Personal Life. Kayenka announced his proposal to his longtime girlfriend Emily Integral-Rigel on his website in 2002, but the couple later split. On February 13th, 2005, Richard married Megan Crazy Yellow, Austin, whom he had previously announced to be pregnant. On June 27, 2005, Richard's wife, Megan, gave birth to a girl named Lauren. Kayenka lives with his wife and daughter in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Section 5. Honors and Awards. In 2001, Kayenka was entered into the Entertainment Weekly Entertainer of the Year online poll and went on to receive the most votes. Although he received thousands of votes, he was manually removed from the top results by EW, which claimed that the many votes came from a few sources. This caused an email support campaign, but EW turned a deaf ear, again claiming that similar phrasing in the many emails proved that only a few people were sending the multiple emails. EW awarded Entertainer of the Year to Britney Spears. And, I guess I'm supposed to say, the sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the new free documentation license available at www.gnu.org/, or maybe it's /, I don't know, copyleft, that's a word, /fdl.html.